Have you ever noticed traits or behaviors about other people that you don't like? They could be simple things that they do, but they do them often, and it then starts to bug you or grate on your nerves. It can be as simple as where someone is always late for important events, or you think they're selfish because they always seem to do what they want to do without consideration for others, or that they're lazy because all you see is them sitting on the couch. They do nothing. Or what about the people that don't show any compassion, support or empathy? Or a driver cuts in front of you at the traffic lights or takes a turn that they're not supposed to take? There are so many things that people do or don't do that can really irritate us. And when we look closely at them, it's these traits or the actions that they take, or in some cases the actions that they don't take, that really annoys us. It's not necessarily the person themselves, but more about what they did. And some traits we consider good, while there are other traits that we consider bad. But it's the bad ones that really get our back up. We think to ourselves, who are they to be doing what they're doing? Would they ever think of other people and see what impact it has on others? Would they ever stick to the rules? We have this conversation in our mind as we give out about them for their inconsiderate behaviour. And when it comes to teams and business or relationships with other people, it can get so bad that it turns into arguments and a complete breakdown in communications. We begin to resent them for what they do or what they didn't do. And that resentment can turn into anger or any form of distress. And that distress can build and turn into an illness. Now, think about the people you work with or people that you've come across in your relationships, whether it be colleagues, friends, family, business or social networks. Think of the people whose behaviour annoys you, and you'll get an idea of those irritating elements or those traits that annoy you. There are in fact about 4,600 traits, give or take a few, but here's the thing, we all have them. Each one of us possesses all the traits. All of them, even the ones that you consider to be bad traits, you have them too, you have them all. So those traits, the things that people do or don't do for that matter, you have them also. So when you see someone doing something that annoys you, you in fact do it too. When you see someone who is always late for important events, you also are late for things too. When you consider someone else to be selfish, you're also selfish too. When you consider someone to be lazy or doing nothing, you're also lazy too. When you consider someone else to lack compassion or support or empathy, you do too. Or when someone cuts in front of you in traffic or breaks a rule of the road, you do too. You just do it in different ways. Now I know you're probably shouting at your phone or whatever device you're listening to this podcast on right now and saying, no, I don't. Or you're saying in your own mind, that's absolutely no way. What on earth are you talking about, Paul? I know that's what you're thinking because firstly, that was my reaction also. And secondly, that's the reaction I get from my clients when I highlight this to them. We all have the traits what you consider good or bad. We all have them. We just don't recognize and acknowledge that we have them within ourselves. You just display it differently. You display those traits or whatever traits that annoy you, you display them differently in different ways. When you consider someone not to be doing something that you consider important, you too display not doing stuff, but you display it differently. So while you're getting annoyed for the traits that you consider to be bad, as you observe them in other people, other people are also getting annoyed for those same traits in the way you display them too. You see, we're all mirrors for each other. It's what we see in others that we need to see within ourselves. As without, so within. As above, so below. Therefore, the first thing to recognize is that you display the same traits. The next thing is to actually acknowledge where and how you display those same traits. And then there's a process I bring my clients through to realize that the traits that they consider to be bad are in fact not bad at all. They're in fact neither good nor bad. There's no good traits, there's no bad traits. They're just traits. Then when you've gone through that process, the resentment and angst that those traits once created no longer manifests. That's when you really own the trait. And what happens then when I do this process with teams or relationships? It brings those teams and relationships to a much higher level of engagement and respect for each other. And while you're then able to observe teams or groups of people reacting to others because of the traits that they display, you're actually able to recognize the dysfunctional behavior that exists in businesses, in communities, in families, in politics, in countries and in the world at large, you begin to see the world in a whole different way. And you get to move up to a higher state of being, a state of being which I described in an earlier episode. In that episode, I outlined 5 of the 12 states of being, and the whole aim is to get to higher states. And I also outlined in a previous episode about the triggers that set us off. When you add this piece to the jigsaw, you again bring yourself to a higher level of how you see and how you react to triggers. But here's another piece. I spoke mainly in this episode about what you might consider negative or bad traits. But there are those traits that we also see in other people that we consider to be good traits. And because we see them in other people, we put them up on an elevated position. In other words, we look up to them. We see things in them that we wish we possessed also. But don't forget, traits are neither good or bad. It's just how we see them. And remember, I said there were 4,600 traits, give or take a few. And I also said we have them all. You see, not only do we have what you might consider the bad traits, but you also have what you consider to be good traits also. You just display them differently, in different ways, in different circumstances. So when you see and acknowledge these good traits in you also, as well as the traits that you consider to be bad, and when these traits are brought to a place where they're neither good nor bad, they're just traits, then that's when you're moving more towards equilibrium. And if you remember when I spoke about being in equilibrium in the initial episodes, you'll understand the absolute importance of it. So remember, we're all mirrors. What you see in others, you also possess within, in more ways than one. But in the meantime, as always, I wish you every success.